Good morning. I'm not exactly sure where this happened, but I've heard of a priest who on Sunday morning asked his parishioners how many of them wanted to go to heaven. And they all raised their hand way up high. And then he asked the second question, how many want to go there today? And all those hands came down. Thankfully, that's not a choice we get to make. It's not a choice we have to make. Thankfully, human life and when it begins or ends is a lot bigger than you and me. How long our hearts beat and how or when they stop is not up to us. It's up to God, who wills each and every human life. It's up to God, who comes when and how he wills. It's up to God, who calls us to be vigilant with our lives. It seems to me that living in 2016, one could make a strong argument that we have never been more vigilant as a society. Never in the history of the world has there been greater measures of security, more cameras looking at us, and more care taken to provide or to protect the gift of human life? Indeed, vigilance seems to be the word of the day, the reality of our times. And so when we hear this word spoken in the scriptures this morning, when we hear that word vigilant in these scriptures that were written 2,000 years ago, there's a familiarity. A bell goes off in our minds. But how important we pay attention to the tone of that bell. Because the tone of this word vigilant in the scriptures today is quite different. It's radically different than the tone of vigilance we find in our society. And as Christians who are formed and who are following the Word of God, it's important for us to call out and to recognize that difference, to be aware of the vigilance to which we as Christians are called. We're familiar with the vigilance of this world. It would make George Orwell quite proud. The author of 1984 perhaps was predicting 2016. Big Brother watching us. This is a vigilance that comes out of fear. It's a vigilance that fuels suspicion of one another, of other people. It's a vigilance that could very well lead to a hatred for the other. We know it quite well. The vigilance that Jesus Christ talks about has nothing to do with fear. It does not fuel suspicion or hatred, but rather, the vigilance of Almighty God is all about love. It's fueled by Christian hope, and it forms real faith in our lives. You see, our Christian vigilance is not about Big Brother watching us. That's not the God we served. That's not the God we have. An Almighty God who's watching. So if that's the God you worship here today, maybe you're in the wrong church. The God that we worship, the God of the Old and the New Testament, does more than watch us. He's a God who engages us, who over and over again is calling and summoning and beckoning into a relationship. And in that relationship, he has made promises. and he's faithful to every one of them. In that relationship, he chooses us to be his own. He has wedded himself to us. And up and down salvation history, we can read the stories. In fact, the second reading today, it's a great, great section of scripture. Hebrews 11, 12, and 13. It recalls the story of salvation history. How God has entered in and called and has led men and women in time. It's a reminder that life is bigger, is grander, is wider than this life. And in fact, this life is as nothing to the life that is to come. And yet, this life has great meaning. It's the prerequisite for the next life. It's the first act of the great drama that is the love of God. My friends, how meaningful then our lives are. How important that we see and understand that we live in awareness, in vigilance of that big picture. We hear of some of the people who did that today. We hear of Abel and Enoch and Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Sarah. And then there's a line in the scriptures that is really one of my top favorite. It reads, "All of these died in faith. They did not receive what they had been promised, but they saw and they greeted it from afar." Another translation says they saluted it from afar, acknowledging themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth, seeking the true homeland. My friends, the question then, perhaps for each and every one of us, is in our vigilance, what is it that we are saluting? Are we just saluting fear and worry and anxiety? Or with our eyes fixed on the world that is to come, on our eyes fixed on the promise that God has made to us, are we saluting Him? Are we paying homage to Him? Are we living and dying for Him? My friends, He is worth living for. He is the reason for real Christian faith. He is the reason and the provider of real Christian hope. And he alone can provide the love with which we can witness to others in this changing world. A vigilance that does not point to fear, but a vigilance that points to and proclaims Jesus Christ. My friends, that's the good news that our world needs to hear. And this week, you will meet men and women who need to hear it. Today, having gathered as God's people, proclaiming our faith and recalling His love, let us bear witness to that love by our vigilance of Him for one another, and for a world that has great need. God bless you.